Atlas Butler Plumbing Services. Keeping things flowing. Like water through your pipes. And water down your drains.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
And phone numbers through your brain. Call today.
Figured this would be a good one to come into because we're going to talk about some psychopaths on today's little episode here. Obviously going to get into the Jackets, have to, part of the deal, right? But I was watching the games last night. Pretty funny because usually I watch the late night games because I got a bet going, but I don't know. I was up late. I wanted to pop in, watch a little puck get slapped around before I went to bed. I just wanted to just see what was going on in this game. Watch a little bit of hockey. I saw Zegras had the highlight reel goal early, and I'm like, oh, he's buzzing. And he scored a lacrosse-style goal, which I don't even know if I have to say it's a lacrosse-style goal. Can I just say it was a sick goal? Like, it was just a sweet goal. I mean, obviously that's what it's called, lacrosse-style goal, but it's just weird to get another sport involved in what was a sweet goal. If you didn't see it, for the second time this season, Trevor Zegras, the youngest, probably the ultimate combination of youth and talent. Am I making sense? Is he going to win the Calder? I don't know. Is he going to win the Calder? I assume so. He's averaging almost a point a game. He's not quite at that margin. He's not quite at that rate right now, I should say. But Trevor Zegras, obviously, huge star. Huge, huge future ahead of him. 21 years old. Rookie in the NHL. American guy. Good-looking, handsome dude. Everybody loves Trevor Zegras, and he's shown off skill this year that has, frankly, not been shown off in a year one before. For, you know, he's getting people talking about the Anaheim Ducks. The Anaheim Ducks have never had this young of a star come into their team and, I guess, send a jolt throughout the league the way that Trevor Zegras has. He's, I guess, if you will, kind of like a Luka Doncic was a couple years ago for the Mavericks. That's what Trevor Zegras reminds me of. Or Ja Morant, if you will. There's a little NBA comparison. Just guys that are clearly superstars immediately when they come into the game and just don't necessarily play for the best teams. So they're not going to get playoff love. You know, they play in markets that otherwise wouldn't get looked at. I guess I don't know much about the NBA, to be quite frank. I don't know if Dallas and Memphis really pull the eyeballs just alone without superstars. I know the Mavericks had Dirk Nowitzki and won an NBA title, but you know what I'm saying. Everybody here knows who Trevor Zegras is. At least I assume you do. At this point, he has an awesome goal against the Yotes last night. It was such a showboating goal. Like, he didn't need to scoop the puck on his stick like that and score a lacrosse-style goal. He just did it. And I don't know who was playing Tendi for the Yotes, but he was so far out of the net. It was ridiculous. It was ridiculous. Also, good play by Sonny Milano to just know his role and just get out of the way. Sonny Milano is not going to last much longer in the NHL. I got a feeling of that. And I was a big Sonny Milano guy when he was in Columbus. So that's just been an awful take for me. And this is probably going to be an awful take of what I'm going to say next. But anyway, I had obviously seen that on Twitter, everybody was talking about the Zegras goal. So I'm seeing that the Ducks are playing. They got some guys that I like. I really like that Clydesdale guy, the defenseman. He's really popped off for me. I think he plays defenseman at least. I really like watching these West Coast hockey games, you know, because they have players that are seldom talked about. And Trevor Zegras breaks that mold, by the way, because of who he is. So I'm watching the game. It's 5-0. It's a garbage game. And I got no bets, so I got no, like, I need the Yotes to cover. I got no, I need a goal, or I need no goals, or anything. I'm just watching the game, just purely innocently watching this hockey game. And Trevor Zegras, in the last 5 minutes of the game when the team's up 5-0, is skating pretty hard. You know, putting on a show. Putting on a show. And he should, because the fans in the building, they're paying to watch them play too. Obviously, there's probably, you know, there was a lot of Ducks fans, sure, because they're close to LA, but there were some Yotes fans in the building. There was this one fan prior to the puck being dropped, which led to the scrum that I'm about to talk about. There's this one fan just going absolutely nuts in the lower bowl. And if people were watching the broadcast, they knew what I'm talking about. He's just like dancing his balls off, and he was wearing a Yotes jersey. So he was having an absolute time. But just in general, though, this game is just sad from a Yotes fan perspective. Like, like they are in the blackest of black, the darkest of dark days. Like, it is a terrible time to be a Phoenix, Arizona Coyotes fan. You just found out that you're getting kicked out of your arena. How embarrassing is that? That you have to go to a 5,000-seat college arena to play your hockey games next year. Your professional NHL team in the modern NHL. And you have to move to a college arena that was just newly built, which is nice. But it was newly built for the Arizona State Sun Devil hockey team, which frankly is getting more buzz in your town than your professional team. And also the team sucks. The team's garbage. They have no star talent, especially after what happened to Clayton Keller. He took a nasty spill under the boards a couple nights ago that led him to have a fractured leg. And he had surgery on it. He'll be out 4 to 6 months. Obviously, that's the rest of the season. But he was one guy that on that team you looked at as like, okay, he's something. They have something there, and he's still young, American dude too. So he, in a way, is a lot like Zegras. Not totally. Zegras is a little bit more star talent, a little bit more that rock star that people talk about. But there's something there, right? He goes out, he's gone. He does a terrible, like, splits along the boards, nasty crash. You got to lead with your butt. I know most NHL players know that. Lead with your butt. You can't really break your butt. But anyway, watching the game, sad. Watching mostly because I want to watch Trevor Zegras, see what he can do. He skates it into the zone. Anaheim Ducks set up in the offensive zone. They get a puck on net. Zegras kind of skates up deep into the crease, looking for a rebound, looking for a loose puck, if you will, on the tender. I'm sorry, I don't know who was in net for the Arizona Coyotes, not following that closely lately. And then this guy, Jay Beagle, some of you guys may know him because you were a Washington Capitals fan. You know, not necessarily a goal scorer, kind of like a low-name guy, but definitely a grinder. Definitely a grinder. Big dude. He's frustrated. Their team's down 5-0. He comes from behind Zegras, because Zegras is kind of set up like he's digging under the pad of the goalie a little bit, right? It's 5-0 late in the third period, mind you, okay? And Jay Beagle comes in and gives a dirty, dirty late cross check. It's dirty. It's dirty, dirty. It's a late cross check, plays well over. Zegras clearly isn't. He's kind of in a stance like he's digging, but he's not actively digging at the goaltender. Zegras wouldn't do that, especially in a game where they're up 5-0. But he is playing hard. He's playing through the whistle. And that Jay Beagle obviously takes exception to that. He comes in, he cross-checks Zegras. Zegras falls over. This guy tries to play hero ball for the Ducks. Obviously, this is going to get attention because Zegras is the guy. He's the young buck. He's the rookie. He's the prized possession. He's the future of the franchise. He's the this guy can't do anything wrong guy. So the Ducks come flying in to go after Jay Beagle. And Terry, I think Troy Terry bit off a little more than he can chew. Because Jay Beagle, And Troy Terry never drops the gloves. He just comes in hard on Jay Beagle as a reaction to the cross check. Jay Beagle grabs Troy Terry and just sets him up And meanwhile, Troy Terry's trying to fight his way out of it. He realized he made a mistake instantly. Like, Jay Beagle's like, he's ready to go. Jay Beagle gets him in his left hand, gets Troy Terry in his left hand, and just starts unleashing on Troy Terry. Right underhooks, straight to the dome. Straight to the dome. He gets the back of Troy's jersey with his left hand and just starts 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12 shots at Troy Terry's head. At Troy Terry's head. And Troy Terry, a couple of those landed. I saw the slow-mo. I was watching this live. Terry's taking shots to the bridge of his nose and just falls down. And Beagle gets a major penalty, 5-minute major. That's the call. Nobody in the Anaheim Ducks is in the wrong here. They're not in the wrong. Anaheim Ducks, you know, Zegras is playing hard. Sure, like, yes, everybody's grown men out here. Play through the whistle, right? But also, Jay Beagle's not in the wrong here. I don't think he is. Because you know what? He plays for the Phoenix Coyotes. The Arizona Coyotes, excuse me. Can't Arizona Coyotes just have something? Can't we just give them something? Can't we just admit that Jay Beagle pumping Troy Terry's lights out of his head is just nothing shy of entertaining at the very least? Can't we just reach that point in the sport of hockey? Listen, Troy Terry didn't have to come up and defend his guy. He could have just, you know, stayed away. Like, oh, Jay Beagle's clearly a hothead here. Clearly that cross check is going to be a penalty. Let's let this one take care of itself. It's a 5-0 game. Let's let Zegras maybe take care of himself. I don't think Jay Beagle would have been that guy to be like, I'm gonna pump Trevor Zegras if Trevor Zegras stands up, because Trevor Zegras is the guy that I cross check. No. Troy Terry's coming in and he's looking for trouble. Yeah, Troy Terry doesn't drop the gloves, sure, but Terry's looking for trouble. He is. He just gets right hooks to the face. It's just incredible. I hope Troy Terry's not, and in, like, you know, in today's modern NHL and modern sports, you don't want to ever see a guy get hit in the head for no reason. And I hope Troy Terry doesn't have, like, a concussion or anything. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the pain he felt from these fists. Certainly, if Troy Terry, like, ended up missing the rest of the season for a concussion, I would take back my take on this. But there's something satisfying about seeing a guy just frustrated. He makes one dirty play, kind of knows it's dirty, obviously, but it's a 5-0 game. He's clearly frustrated. This is a bad way to take your anger. I understand that. But Jay Beagle's he's not barking. He just gives a light cross check to Trevor Zegras. It's a light cross check. It's not even like a hard one. It's just like this happens to me in beer league. This happens to me in beer league, okay? I don't expect my guys to stick up for me. I mean, it's just a light cross check. I was I don't know. It's not one of those things where Beagle was looking to fight Trevor Zegras. Troy Terry is looking to fight Jay Beagle, at least more than Beagle was looking to fight Zegras. Like, Troy Terry escalates the situation and he pays for it. Jay Beagle just takes dubs in this battle. I mean, it's a 5-0 game. 5-0 game. The guy's clearly frustrated. He plays for the freaking Arizona Coyotes. They're not even going to have an arena next year. Arizona Coyotes, he got that barn going too, by the way, okay? He got that barn going, all right? Isn't this why you play the game? And people are, like, feeling bad for Troy Terry. Troy Terry shouldn't have skated up to Jay Beagle. If you don't want the smoke, don't stand next to the fire. That's all I got to say. And obviously, Trevor Zegras went to the media and defended his guy and said, called for a suspension of Jay Beagle. And I think at first I was a little bit like, really, dude? Like, you know, Anaheim Ducks, it was embarrassing. That part of the game was embarrassing. Was embarrassing a little bit. They just got pumped. Like, it was just listen, you won the game, Anaheim. You were so much better of a team than the Arizona Coyotes. But you're not making the playoffs. you're not going it. You're not accomplishing more this year than what the Coyotes are accomplishing. Okay, you won a 5-0 game. The highlight of the night should have been Zegras' goal, and it still obviously is, and is getting pumped on SportsCenter, and that's all great. And he's great for the game. He's phenomenal. I'm really, really excited to see that Team USA is going to have a guy like him and Austin Matthews. And, man, I'm so pissed that we didn't get to see the Stars and Stripes, like the true best players in the United States, play for Team USA in this past Olympics. But it's just, you know, one of those things where this is just a dub for Jay Beagle. This is more about Jay Beagle, and to me, I like what he did. I don't know if I like what he did necessarily, but it was just entertaining to watch. And in the end, the NHL is an entertaining business. They're in the entertainment game. These guys get paid millions of dollars. Troy Terry, I hope you're feeling all right, because you definitely ate a lot of fists and you definitely got dropped to the ice. Jay Beagle, man, it's just a badass move by Jay Beagle. I don't know what else to say. It's raw. It's authentic. It's maybe and you listen, in the NHL, this isn't gonna be happening every day. You don't see this in the NHL very often. You don't see a flashback to 1980, and there's a reason for that. There's a reason why you don't get flashbacks to the 80s, because we know a lot more about player safety and all this and that. But it was just nice to see. That's all I'll say. All right, the Blue Jackets. Blue Jackets are in Boston tonight. We have no Zach Werenski for the second game in a row. This might be the third game in a row. I know he didn't make the road trip. I assume it's Elvis and Ned again. Elvis is getting a lot of starts here recently. Although, I kind of disagree with starting Elvis at this point of the year, man. I don't really think, you know, with his lower back injury. Yeah, Elvis is in net tonight. Gavin Bayreuther is in for Gabriel Carlson. Gavin Bayreuther is a New Englander, so you love to see that. Jeff Shibota has that. Jeff Shibota also has, you know, a reminder that Sean Corrali spent 5 years with the Bruins. It's weird going back to the visitor's locker room. And it's a little bit of a crossover here, because Nick Foligno is being celebrated for his 1,000 games played milestone, which he reached earlier on in the month. And he's going to cry. He's going to cry real man tears, and he's going to get his golden stick. I believe that's what they get. I don't know if it's like a golden or a silver stick. I can't remember off the top of my head. I'm sorry, but it's going to be a nice night. It's going to be a nice night. The Bruins, let's be honest about the Bruins. They don't play well when players get honored. Although they did win Rick Nash night on the road. That was tough. But, you know, that was a fun game. When that happened, all I know is, and I don't even know what I'm saying when I say that, all I know is that the Bruins did get absolutely crapped on by the Carolina Hurricanes when they retired Willie O'Ree's jersey, who's the first black hockey player. And now here we are, Jackets. Yeah, at this point in the year, obviously playoffs way gone. No chance at that. It's just more about just watching who you got and just really just kind of enjoying the skill sets of Patrick Laine, Jakub Voracek, Gustav, Oliver Bjorkstrand. Watch those guys offensively. Watch Cole Sellinger continue to grow. Hopefully Yegor gets a couple shots on net tonight. That'll be fun. Hopefully Adam Boqvist and Jake Bean can get the puck cycle to, you know, get the puck moving on the power play a little bit better than they have. Yeah, the power plays have been bad. They got a lot of power play chances in both games against the Islanders and really just couldn't cash in the same way. Now, they were going against, you know, Varlamov, who's a hell of a goalie, just shut out the New York Rangers last night. So the Islanders aren't like a slump. Like, I don't look at this Jackets team like they're necessarily underperforming. No, they're just losing some hockey games here, and there's nothing to really like get crazy about. Brad Larsen has been out because of COVID, so you're dealing with a Pascal Vincent situation here. It is tough to get sweeped by the New York Islanders here in 2022. I think the Jackets may have won a game at home early on, but they haven't won at UBS Arena yet, so that's been tough. Yeah, you're just kind of seeing what you got. Just kind of seeing what you got. Every game is a tryout. Guys trying to earn and keep spots here. You know, Emil Bemström has to continue to earn status here. He hasn't really guaranteed himself a spot yet, in my eyes. Maybe he has. Ooh, I just got this. Keith Yandle sitting out. Wow. Phil Kessel will now have the longest active NHL Ironman streak at 968 games. What exactly did Keith Yandle get to? I know he has the record, but I don't know exactly what, off the top of my head, what he got to. That's crazy, crazy news. I did not see that coming, but that is cool. That's cool. Good for Phil Kessel now being the new Ironman. Keep that going. He's going to be a UFA. I'll be interested to see where he lands this year. Maybe we can give him a bag. I don't know how much he's making right now. I'd like to give him, I'd pay $6-8 million for a year for Phil Kessel. I think that'd be worth it. Let's see what he's making right now. Phil Kessel salary 2022, $10 million. Yeah, that's too much. That's too much. Never mind. I'm not going to pay $10 million for Phil Kessel. I don't know if he'll earn that. I think he'll probably get like a, well, that was his 2016 salary. What the hell is going on? His 2022 salary. Give me that. Can I just get that? Jeez. His accumulated cap hit is 5.8 this year. Year 8 of an 8-year contract. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's about what I'd pay. I'd pay that for Phil Kessel. What he's got this year. He's got 42 points in 68 games. Not really lighting the lamp, but he's playing for the Yotes. He'd be a nice savvy vet to bring in to a team that is, trying to build their way throughout the league. A very young team, if you will. But anyway, yeah, Jackets at the Bruins tonight. Then the Jackets come back home, play the Bruins again. Just kind of, let's just close out the year. Let's just watch some good hockey. Let's, you know, maybe surprise some teams. Sneak up on the Bruins tonight would be nice. I'm not going to bet the game. I'm just kind of taking it easy on the bets right now, brother. I've been just having a tough, tough March. So I'm just trying to have a better April here, and I got the final four games tonight, so I'll be looking forward to those. But other than that, keeping it simple, keeping it straight, and I'm, glad I got to talk to you guys, and I'll talk to you guys more throughout the week. All right, I'll see you, brothers. Oh, yeah, and tell your dog, as always, about the podcast, please.